We're spending the first week of our month-long trip in the capital, Beijing.
I was raised in Chicago, and when I first came here in the 1980s, it was just beginning to open up to the West after the dark years of the Cultural Revolution.
Unrecognizable. It's like the new frontier.
Now everywhere you look, new China smashes up against the old.
The question for both of us on this voyage of discovery is to see if all this incredible pace of changes, is that going to affect food, good and bad?
And I'd love to experience modern Chinese cooking here and whether some of the traditions have been eroded.
It's a brew that will be quite interesting to see.
China is a country of contradictions. Tradition and innovation sit side by side, and it's most evident here in Beijing. In the northeast corner of the country, it has been the imperial capital for 800 years. It remains deeply proud of its traditional culture and cuisine. As it opens up to the world, it's revealing those secrets with a new culinary confidence. We're beginning with the quintessential Chinese food, noodles.
They're a humble everyday dish, eaten in all regions. But they have a 4,000-year-old history, and today, in Beijing, this ancient craft is being celebrated center stage.
It's just incredible.
I think they got this concept from the West.
Yeah.
Open kitchen, and it's pretty spectacular.
I mean, watching them work, it is like an orchestra. Like the guy with a big block that's just shaving noodles, he looks like he's playing the violin.
Yeah.
The capital is pulling in the country's best cooking talents. These noodle masters are from Shanxi province, west of Beijing, where the art of noodle making has been passed down through the generations. They are most famous for their hand-pulled noodles, La Mian, made from just wheat flour and water. The skill is in manipulating the dough.
You double it up and double again.
Again, folding and folding on itself.
It's about balancing the elasticity before he can actually pull the noodles. He's stretching
now. Now stretching.
Okay, what he's doing, he's pulling and folding it a little bit like how children used to play cat's cradle.
Cat's cradle is a lot easier.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's what we call 长寿面.
Yes.